What's better than listening to Capes and Scowls podcast? Listening to Capes and Scowls podcast and then listening to Superliminal Films over at superliminalfilms.com, a member of the Capes and Scowls podcast family.
There was a firefight!
Why did you judge me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Capes and Scowls. Episode number 8, possibly 6, maybe even 7. We don't know. But whatever.
Probably it, right? Probably eight.
With me today, as always, is our amazing friend Leander.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I am Tim. And Lou is unavailable today. So if you want to send all your hate mail to Lou, we will get that P.O. box so you can write him a blood letter. But if you want to correspond with us, the best way to do it is capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. So, first let me tease today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there's news for Guardians. There's news for Deadpool. Deadpool everywhere. Fucking Deadpool, unavoidable.
Yeah, I can't help
and
it.
And I have such a love-hate thing with Deadpool,
so
I'm sure we'll get into. And the Milo Manera variant cover for Spider-Woman. Finally, the shit hit the fan on that one. And so, yeah, and some Wolverine rumors. Posthumously.
Interesting.
So, that is what will be on today's podcast. Not a very DC at all podcast. It's just how the news worked out. Marvel's got all the news. DC will be having news soon with their crisis event they're building towards at the end of Future's End, probably, when they shit can the new 52 and everybody hates them. I feel like that's how it's going to go.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Probably. But for now, let's talk about a couple of things. Yes. Now, Leander and I are going to be making an appearance at NijiCon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I brought this up a while ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago he had first heard about it, and he brought it up, and it's a... I don't know what kind of con this is.
Right. Because
there's really, like, three types of cons.
Okay.
You have your, like, Wizard World is the kind where it's like, come meet this celebrity that was in this show you may have liked once.
Okay.
And a little less focus on dealers and comics.
Okay.
There's your more local small show, which I prefer, where tons of dealers, tons of books, you can find books.
Okay.
Maybe you'll get a good guest, maybe you won't, maybe you'll get local artists. That's just as important to support.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
next Jim Lee could be the asshole at the fucking hotel.
Right,
you
down
know?
The street.
It's very possible. Hmm. I mean, I met Mark Waid way back in the day at some shitty con, and he was not well known yet. He was just about to launch into superstardom. So.
Nice.
So there's that, but we will be at NijiCon, and I don't know what type of con. I guess the other type of con.
Yeah, I was
going
to say there was three.
There is three. The other type of con. I'm sorry, I lost my thought. The other type of con is the anomaly con.
Okay.
It's the one where it's a comic con, but all we sell is like T-shirts and Doctor Who pens, and it's all nerd related, but it's not really a comic con, and you're just selling weird merchandise that doesn't sell at your normal cons.
Right, okay.
Which is just as important.
Yes.
So, having never been to NijiCon,
mm-hmm.
and not knowing, I'm assuming it's gone on a few years, I actually don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it had to have been, because they were like, oh, we have our mascots are returning, as if they had been done it before, so...
They can lie. Anyways, we will be there. We will be appearing on behalf of the comic book store, which is located at 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. Don't send them blood letters. They don't like it.
No, don't do that.
You send them to our P.O. box. We'll filter it through. But we'll be there selling stuff. We'll be there doing podcasting. Leander will go around and interview people.
Yes.
So if you want to be on the podcast, if you want to appear... and make your podcast debut, you could do it
yes.
at NijiCon this yes. year. If you're not familiar with NijiCon, go check out their website. This is not your typical con in the sense that this is geared towards gay, lesbian, and transgender people mm-hmm. and how they're represented in comics.
Right.
So there's, I mean, there is some appearances in your Marvel, your DC, a lot in Image and Dark Horse, but right. this is a lot of indie stuff as well. And it's got a pretty good lineup for it. So come check that out, and hopefully yeah. we'll see you there. Leander wants to interview everybody.
Yeah, I will be interviewing every single person. So again, this is my first con. I don't understand authors and writers and painters. I'm going to totally drill on the artists. Oh, they don't even have a chance. I feel sorry for them, actually. Because I'm such a artist hater or lover. I'm an artist hater or lover. You're very tough. Yes.
But you make no bones about it.
No, I could care less.
Be kind of nice. Be kind of nice if you hate their art.
All right, I'll be kind of
nice. I like this color you chose to draw your awful, awful picture.
Now, could you explain to me why you chose to scribble crayons all over your picture, your pages? Because, you know, that one that
right, has right.
crayons everywhere.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
And also, if you're a manga fan, I would imagine there'd be a lot yeah. of manga
yeah.
at this con, because that's super a bigger anime. It's a bigger movement.
Super the, anime situation
the gay,
going on.
Stuff in manga and anime is much more accepted, as it should fucking be.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest problems with anime in particular mm-hmm. that gets brought over to America, especially years ago when I was first getting into it, like every shitty anime that showed up, I loved because I'm like, oh my god, anime.
Right.
Because you couldn't fucking get it.
Right. Nobody you didn't realized, know any better.
It wasn't oversaturated like it is now. You just couldn't fucking get
yeah.
it. So like, oh, this character's a transgender character in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's a chick. I'm like, okay, but you kept a manly voice, and right. now the dialogue doesn't make any fucking sense. I was so confused, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, I have no idea what this character is supposed to be doing. And it's,
right.
I'm like, I hate this character.
Yeah, because you
then,
didn't know.
And then, you know, years later, you go watch like the subtitled version, and you're like, oh, that character's actually pretty awesome.
Right.
Fuck you, American company that dubbed.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think the first time that happened to me was definitely Sailor Uranus and Sailor
oh, yeah.
Neptune. That was
yeah,
the
that's
first.
One of the biggest ones.
I was pissed.
Absolutely.
I was like, I am pretty sure that they're lesbians. I could be wrong. Maybe I don't know any better. I feel like I should have a good sense of things of this type.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling without even knowing for sure if they are.
Right.
Instead, they're cousins in America.
And I know, and if you knew, like, I knew that going into it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, okay, it's blatantly obvious, but, like, if I hadn't known that ahead of time, I still think I would have figured it out.
Yes, right.
My first exposure to that, there's an anime called Tekkaman Blade. It was
mm-hmm.
called Technoman in America. It was on UPN. They showed, like, a third of it. It was not very good in the dub. The subtitle is fantastic.
Mm.
There's a character that's, like, a mechanic kind of character. And she's the transgender, but they completely fucked her, and you just didn't know what the hell.
Right.
And I'm like, why is this dumb character showing up and, like, flirting with the dude?
Right.
But not well, and she has the man voice, but she's clearly a woman in your dub. It was horrible. So just, I'm glad that we live in a time where things are more accepted and done their proper justice.
Right.
And
yes.
that's what's important, and that's what's really being celebrated at NijiCon.
And that's good. That's good.
One more thing about con appearances for us. If you'd like to book Capes and Scowls to show up at your con, to do an appearance, to come to your bar mitzvah, you just let us know at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. If you think we should drive to Baltimore to be at your small con, you tell the vendor who is running everything.
Yeah.
And you send us an email.
And we'll be there.
It's not a problem.
We'll be there. We'll have a good time. We'll interview people.
Yep.
Talk to people. Have some good times.
All right. So, that being said,
yes.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, actually. Yeah,
yeah,
life is amazing. Mm-hmm. Fall. Oh.
I love fall.
Oh, I could just, you know, dance around in an apron. It's just the best feeling ever.
I feel like that's a million hits on YouTube. Just let us videotape it.
I just want the freaking, you know, the leaves, the different colored leaves to fall mm-hmm. in front of my face as I walk through with a kimono and just be in my samurai sword and just be the best life ever.
It's oddly specific. Getting you an apron for Christmas.
And a kimono.
I could get you a kimono.
And a samurai sword.
I have the sword.
Good.
Of course I have the sword. I have many swords. What the fuck? I'm doing well as well. I am kind of hungover. You made me tea, so that's good on the throat, good in the voice.
That's what I do.
It's what you do. You're a gentleman and a scholar. I will dance at your wedding.
Now, you were hungover at home with your family, is that correct?
Yeah, okay. I was totally wasted. When the weather changes, everything hurts way worse. So I was just like, let me just numb the pain with whiskey. And I did. It was like, hey, let me have a drink. And then everything stopped hurting. And I'm like, let me have another drink.
Now, there are mothers out there.
Sure.
That use
kids don't drink.
They use whiskey when you are teething.
Sure.
So your mom had to have done that. That's why you're so used to it.
I'll ask her.
Yeah.
I'll call her right now.
Check it out. We can put her on the podcast.
I could. She doesn't even, I think, know I have a podcast. So.
That's great.
I just really like whiskey. That's my drink. If I'm not having a beer, that's what I go to.
Hmm.
And I'm not big on shots because it's just over too soon.
Sure, sure.
You know, I like getting hammered with whiskey.
Well, that makes sense.
But yeah, I'm a little hungover and my throat is killing me and... That's where I'm at. But.
Yeah. The other thing with that, with fall, though, which I'm actually immune. I have, like, some kind of superpower.
Sure.
It's cold, flu, see, all the stuff happens now. Everyone's freaking out and getting sick everywhere, left and right. And I actually haven't been truly sick, despite, well, none of my coworkers are on here, despite the fact that I call out of work a lot.
Sure.
I've actually never been sick, so, in the last 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't get sick that often.
Now that I have children... Every shitty, horrible thing comes to my house, so sometime I will be sick. I have an awesome immune system normally, aside from the cancer. aside from that, I have an awesome immune system.
I mean, you still have
system.
It pretty awesome if you kicked it out, right?
Sure.
I mean, so you did work. You did work.
I did it, yeah. I was in overdrive on that. If you're like cancer, go listen to our minisode about the cancer.
The more you know.
Reading Rainbow and shit, too, right?
Yes. This also leads to something we talked about earlier today, which is Louis C.K. And the reason why it brings it together is because my favorite skit by Louis C.K. is the one where he's like, yeah, and kids are just full of diseases. And that's all they do is that they just give diseases. And my favorite moment was he was talking about his daughter and how she tells secret.
Mm.
And she's like, yes, for some reason, she feels the need to tell secrets into your mouth. So she'll talk in your mouth, and then she'll cough, and the cough goes straight to the back of my throat, and I'm instantly sick. Yeah. I laugh my ass off so hard when I first heard that one.
Yeah, I was watching my 3-year-old yesterday, and she just wanted to be on me, so much attention and whatnot. She was adorable, though. She was, my 3-year-old has autism, in case anybody hasn't heard that on a previous podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept picking her up. She kept playing with my beard. She was fascinated with the beard. But instead, she doesn't know beard, so she just goes, gets real close to my face, and she goes, Santa.
That's awesome.
I'm like, sure.
Sure.
That's, absolutely.
That's what we'll go with.
I am the fat guy that brings you presents.
With the beard.
That makes perfect sense. But, you know, good association. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you remembered Santa.
That's
okay.
Good.
That's great. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
First thing I want to talk about is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just came back with their season 2 premiere.
Okay.
And I loved it.
Nice.
I was so happy. And I was drinking, like I said.
Right. So you're super excited.
I watched it on my DVR yesterday. Me and the wife watched it together. She was mad because I was like, oh shit, it's that dude! Blah, blah, blah! And she's like, I don't fucking care. Shut up. I can't hear. Which I'm never that guy. So
yeah,
it was
kind
of funny. It was a little role reversal for her.
That's awesome.
But the new villain is the Absorbing Man.
Whoa.
Like, of Spider-Man fame.
Yeah. No way.
I love that they chose a Spider-Man villain, mainly.
Yes, yes. Yes.
They did him perfectly.
Hmm.
He was fucking awesome. The guy looks the part.
Okay.
I forget his name. We talked about it before on the podcast.
Okay.
The special effects on him absorbing things was top-notch.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is Hydra in this. He's working for Hydra.
Okay.
Because they pay him in diamonds and shit and things he can absorb.
Oh.
So there's something maybe more with that
for
this version. I don't know.
Sure.
But Lucy Lawless was in the episode.
Mm.
Xena Warrior Princess. She was in it. She was very good.
Okay.
They picked up a lot of... They tied up a lot of things that you weren't sure where they were going from the end of last season. But the Absorbing Man stole the
show. That's pretty epic.
And one of the best parts, he goes to attack somebody, which I won't spoil. But he goes on a mission to attack this guy, and the first thing he does, he rips a chain off of, like, this thing in the park that has a ball attached to it. So it looks like the old wrecking ball that he used to always carry. And the first thing he does is rip that off and swing it at the dude. And I'm like, oh my god, so awesome.
I gotta watch this now.
It was really good. The transition of Coulson to director in place of Fury now was really good. They mentioned how he's unavailable all the time, just like Fury used to be. They introduced the Quinjet. In it, that was kind of cool. There's a lot of little things. I really don't want to spoil it all because I feel like people can still catch this and find it on demand. Quinjet is the
What's the name of the girl that's on? Isn't her name Quinn? No. Why am I thinking her name is Quinn?
I don't know. Also, this season, that didn't happen in this episode yet, but Mockingbird's going to show up. May not be a good guy, is what I heard. So we'll see where that turns out.
I'm interested.
But Mockingbird, classic character that ends up being a love interest for Hawkeye.
Right.
So maybe he'll show up.
Sure.
Who knows?
That could be pretty cool for him, because he's not getting a movie, so he may as well get something.
Maybe he'll get that movie. I feel like a movie with him would be good. It's going to be like the Bourne movie that he did, essentially.
True.
Hawkeye, Bourne Identity, Ghost Protocol.
Now, I don't remember what happened, but because Coulson is now Fury,
yes.
Who is Coulson for the team? Has that been announced? Is that a thing? Is that a secret thing that I don't need to know about right now?
They haven't made it clear if there is someone replacing Coulson.
Okay.
They made it where May, the one that's like the super killer, is kind of like keeping tabs on him.
Okay.
And keeping him in line and making sure he's getting shit done, and she's not in the field as much, although she ends up in the field, of course. Also, Patton Oswalt's character returns, and he's fantastic.
Nice.
Patton Oswalt, you can tell, is having the time of his life playing a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yep. That's awesome.
That's awesome. He's really good.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Good. We're all excited then.
So it was very good. There's a lot of cool things they did, and I was very happy with it. And I'm not always happy with that show.
Yeah.
And ultimately, as a whole, I am.
Yes. There were definitely some down points.
I mean, early on, that show was god-awful last year. Yeah, it was painful. And then it's like, oh, let's just be amazing.
Right. Let's just try. Let's try, people.
Let's just try really hard.
Right. Okay. Oh, look, it works.
Also, just to bring this up, they're getting a S.H.I.E.L.D. comic book based on these characters.
Yeah.
I believe it's regular continuity. I don't think it's its own separate thing. I could be wrong. I mean, Coulson's already done all the time in regular continuity.
Sure, right.
So it wouldn't be a stretch for them to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hydra and everything, the way they're represented in the comics already doesn't match that team. So maybe it'll be that team. Maybe it'll be its own separate thing.
Sure.
But I did want to tell you that that is something you can pre-order now.
Okay.
It's in the new previews.
It's good to know.
Okay. So let's hit the news, and let's hit it fucking hard, all right?
Let's do it.
All right.
We got them brass knuckles.
Brass knucks to the dick. Here we go. Guardians. Getting a new book.
Wow.
Guardians 3000, number one. The original Guardian team.
Okay. Good for them, actually. Because they've been coming around. Yep. I've seen them a couple times. I'm like, who the F are these people jumping around?
And I feel like they have a real chance to use these characters correctly now.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because of the success of the movie, the fact that there's toys and they're going to get a cartoon. Although clearly that's all amazing for them. But the fact that these characters were made so long ago, in the 70s, and it's like, nobody really cared.
You're right.
It's out of, their stories are so old and hard to read to a newer generation of comic readers.
Right.
They're cool characters. The 90s version of that wasn't very good at all.
Was much 90s anything really amazing?
Yeah, but not a lot of it.
Yeah.
For every good story, there was 50 horrible ones. But Vance Astro, Yondu, Martin X, Starhawk, and Charlie 27 are your characters. Most people know Yondu from the movie, of course, and Michael Rooker being a complete lunatic. And Starhawk has appeared in more things than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But writer Dan Abnett and art by Gerardo Sandoval, I believe is how you say the name.
All right.
So the original team getting a brand new number one, is that something you feel you would check out, at least an issue or two?
Immediately, actually, no.
Okay.
because they don't fit into anything. There's no future. If there was a like, there's no future right now for me. Like, it's so weird that...
Because everything gets messed with.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's the only thing I don't like. If there was some sort of, like, Arno, you know, is in the future, and he's come up a lot, if, you know, it depends on who the villains are and who the potential things are, you know? Because they brought old villains that are now, and they kind of fast-forwarded them to the future, because they survive somehow, you know? Like Kang, obviously, sure. want to be in one of them.
Yeah, I would imagine Kang will show up
right,
a bunch.
Right, right. Then maybe. Maybe. Hulk, if Hulk went crazy,
future,
and they have to deal with
older
that.
Hulk. Yeah. It's definitely a possibility. I like the idea. I'm probably going to check out number one, just to check it out. I like the characters, but like I said, it's very tough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, kids know who Yondu is, so why not roll the dice?
Sure, sure.
Will it be good? I don't know. Is Justice League 3000 good? Not really. So, I really feel like DC and Marvel are just ripping each other off.
Yeah, they really have to stop that.
Really
they really have
bad.
To stop. It's
I was reading
bad.
A comment somebody had posted, and I'm just like, this guy's right. I didn't notice all of these. I noticed a lot of them, but not all of them. I'm like, oh my god. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's just one big copy.
It's not some of it could be complete coincidence, but not all of it.
Yeah,
there's no
it's
way.
Too much. It's too much to be a coincidence.
So, moving forward, Marvel canceled the Spider-Woman variant by Milo Manara.
So, officially, it's
officially canceled. I am furious.
Holy
about it.
Shit.
I think it's a fucking cop-out.
Yeah. Big time.
Big for those time. Unfamiliar with the story... Milo Manara, he is an artist. He does all kinds of mediums. He's known for very sensual paintings of women in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been all kinds of things. Like the whole argument was Spider-Woman's like whole ass is ridiculous. And it's like her presenting herself off the side of a building or something.
Yeah.
I heard all kinds of shit.
Yes.
And it got so much media coverage, which is ridiculous. There's a great video that we posted on our Facebook.
Yeah, you should definitely watch that.
The guy, I wish I could remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but check out our Facebook. It's the greatest fucking explanation on how everybody's a fucking moron on this.
Yes.
You know, everybody was like, why would they let this guy draw this? Because that's what he does.
Right, he's an artist.
He's an artist, a known artist outside of comics.
Right.
This is what he does. Well, okay, why did Marvel hire him? Because he's a known artist.
Let's go through all the reasons.
My favorite thing, and if you watch this video, it's so great, where he took the McFarlane Spider-Man, the number one from the 90s, and he redrew Spider-Woman in the same pose, and it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what if they drew Spider-Man in that pose? Spider-Man has been in that
right,
pose.
Right, he's been in
a
that
lot.
Pose. Yeah, this is not a first. And he's done way worse. He's done...
Yeah.
There's so many crotch shots of him, it's almost ridiculous, actually.
And I'm glad there's crotch shots, because it fucking makes sense.
Right, right.
You know, I'm
he's
not
wearing
saying,
spandex.
I'm not saying he needs a giant fucking package all the time. If you're drawing giant fucking package, all right.
Not
you can you can argue that.
Right.
But... Fuck everybody who had a problem with this. I'm mad it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I wasn't even planning on buying it.
Right.
I figured it would just be gone like that.
Yeah.
But, like, I am mad that this guy, and this guy's probably still getting paid.
Yep.
And
oh,
he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. And now his art's even worth more.
Sure.
Worth way more now.
Probably. Like, when I say this got massive media attention, Entertainment Weekly, Time Magazine, like, everybody, every newscast, like, everybody made a big stink about
it. And
this.
good, because it put... It put it on blast, and even if the media was wrong, even if people were wrong about it, it still put it on blast, and it makes you make your own decisions. Even if the media is trying to sway you that it was a bad thing, I think it lets you look at the picture and take, and, you know, they can show it because it's not nude, it's not anything else, so they can show the picture to everyone, because there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
So you can show the picture. I also think that It's sexist, number one. That's just first for me in my own mind.
Right.
Then, I don't know what the word is for stuff, but it's not homophobic is not the word I'm looking for. There's another word that hasn't been developed yet because we haven't...
as a society, we haven't
created this word. But they assume that I, as a male, am automatically turned on and want to have sex with that person in that... On that, you know,
right.
I'm automatically going to want to go rape people,
right.
other women, because
right,
I see
right.
this. Where obviously, I look at it and I'm like, oh, that's a really nice piece of art. There's
and it's
nothing...
a really cool cover.
Right.
This painting style's great.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. I loved it. I thought it was really awesome. And yes, I thought it was somewhat sexual as well, but I didn't think it was sexual in a bad way. I thought it was sexual in like a really awesome way. Like, oh, that's really cool.
Not exploited.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think we should get this blown up and put on Christmas cards or something.
I agree. I'm upset with it as well. It's unfortunate.
I was really mad when I heard it got canceled. Yeah. I was so happy with Marvel thinking like, oh, all this happened and they're still putting it out. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, fuck them. I'm bad about that.
Right. And I would. This is where in the podcast I wish we had a female. In.
Meh.
Yeah. This is where the female. I mean, I always wish we have a female because it's always good to have the balance. But in general, this is where a female's perspective would be nice to be able to say, all right, what do you think? Like, what do you honestly feel about this? You know?
Maybe that's something we could bring up at NijiCon when we interview people.
Yeah, we could. That would be a good idea.
We'll just bring a printout of the mm-hmm. art.
Yep.
Very cool, very cool. So, anything else on that before we move on?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was really mad about that shit.
It's unfortunate.
All right, so movie news and Fox Marvel movie news, not Disney Marvel news.
Hmm.
Two things. Fantastic Four movie.
Yes.
Got delayed.
Okay.
It's moving from June to August 7th, which is very specific. The reason for that probably being is that release date was originally set for an Assassin's Creed movie, which has now been announced. Hmm. So it's not officially. So they pushed back Assassin's Creed and threw that into that time slot.
Okay.
Which isn't actually awful, because I believe... I'm backwards. The other part of this story will make sense. They announced Deadpool. Officially, Deadpool movie. That's been one of the big news stories right now.
Right.
It got a date of February 12th, 2016. That's very soon for a movie that isn't really made.
Sure.
But it's actually a really good move. It comes out a few months before the X-Men Apocalypse movie.
Mmm. Okay.
Also, you saw the test footage that they had online. Tim Miller is the guy who made that test footage. He's going to direct it. So they're like, yes, you. You're the one who did this. You're the one who made the interest. You're the one, everything.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's awesome.
Ryan Reynolds is not officially on board.
Okay.
Not officially yet, but he says he would absolutely love to do it. So I just assume they'd be dumb not to reach out there.
Right, yeah.
The big argument a lot of people are having is how do you rate? What rating does it get? PG-13 or R? A lot of people are like, it's gotta be R. I think it would be better as R, but not heavily rely on violence.
Because
I feel like PG-13, you get one fuck. You can say fuck once.
Yeah.
Which sometimes is great comically.
Sure.
But I feel if he can't go over the top with the violence on select occasions... Yeah. Then it's going to be just taco jokes and kind of boring.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And the test footage was pretty violent.
Okay.
So I don't see that really being PG-13.
Right. And to be quite honest, it doesn't. We may as well make it R. There's no reason not to make it R. And the reason why it doesn't matter if we make it R is because Deadpool currently curses and is, you know, naked and has sex with people and other animals. Sure. And mothers buy it for their children all the time.
Everyone
so make
knows
it
Deadpool.
Triple X. It doesn't matter because the parents still are going to send their kids to
that
go
movie
watch
will
it.
Happen. I promise you the Triple X version of Deadpool will happen.
Yeah.
Prosthetics on the face, prosthetics on the dick. It's going to happen.
Because parents don't care anymore. Yeah. So make everything R. Make everything R. Because parents don't give two shits about what their kids see. They don't manage their kids anymore.
No.
They just send them off to the movies and watch it. So make it good. There's no point in doing PG-13.
And like I said, it doesn't have to be over-the-top gore fest. It's not a horror movie I want.
Right.
But I want him to be able to say fuck at least more than once. I want him to...
Kill.
Do sexual things if you want it. Like,
slice people in half, whatever he wants to do.
About it. That's what he's about.
Exactly.
The creators, and I didn't look up specifically who said it. I mean, he was created by Rob Liefeld back in the 90s, but it was a blurb online that's saying that the creator said PG-13 would be fine. I don't agree, man.
I don't agree.
And like I said, R doesn't mean crazy horror porn fest.
Right. And I don't want that either.
It just means, hey, when there's violence, I want to amp the fuck up.
I want a good
movie.
I want
the finale to be insane, fourth wall broken, violence, blood, hack and slash. But I want the taco and the fart jokes the rest of the movie.
Yes, exactly.
I want it to be so fucking taco and fart joke that when you get to the end, it's like, when is this gonna turn? Right. And once it turns, it doesn't let you go for like 20 minutes at least.
That would be awesome. So, yeah, my vote would be for R. Just make it R, because we're not going for Frozen people. Like, we're not trying to get little kids out there. We're going for the kids that read comics, and they're all old enough that the parents don't care about them anymore. So, they're going to send them to a rated R movie because they know it's some kind of comic-related thing.
Yep. Also, people, if you're a comic collector, New Mutants 98, the first appearance of Deadpool, it's kind of like the new Hulk 181. It just doesn't stop going up. And I feel like if they're going to do a movie, you need to pick it up soon. Because what people don't think about is it's also the first appearance of Domino and Gideon. If either one of those characters ends up in a movie, that book could surpass 181 one day. Like, it could be if they became that important a character.
Yeah.
Domino seems a little more likely to me.
Yeah, definitely.
But just imagine if that happened. Mm-hmm. That book's going to... It's already skyrocketing. Like, every year I feel like it goes up at least 50 bucks. So if you want that book, get on it.
Yeah.
I've noticed a trend where X-Force number 2, which is your second appearance of Deadpool, it's like a $5 book. It's getting a lot harder to find.
Yeah.
People are, that's the affordable Deadpool early appearance that a lot of people are going for.
Well, here's one prediction that could happen. You know, I like to go into my my Oracle mode.
Uh-huh.
Is that Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Out of the Apocalypse, we were going to have a movie about Cable. Out of that movie about Cable, we're going to have the Domino... What is it called? Something Pack? Something... Something... Is him Domino? That wolf guy? Look, Grizzly?
Think they'll do that?
I think they will.
Yeah?
Yeah, because...
I don't disagree with Cable.
If Cable is a good enough character in Apocalypse, of that movie, if that even happens, right? I don't know for sure. Then he will get his own. Because Cable is a phenomenal character that many people love. And the Cable Deadpool relationship has always been there.
Yeah.
That six book, pack? Six pack.
Six pack, wolf pack.
Something. And that could be an easy way to pull in some Domino and other people and make them really successful.
I feel like you're not wrong, but if they didn't do Cable, they're going to bring that dude back as Bishop. I think they're going to focus on a Cable Bishop dynamic. Because they already established Bishop.
I didn't like Bishop, though. Did anyone like Bishop in that movie?
He didn't do a lot.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Compared to everybody else, I mean...
To what I expected for him to do, he didn't do anything. I thought he was going to do a lot more, personally. So, I don't know. If Bishop wasn't big enough, he might not make a return. Hmm. But if Cable's bigger, and that's really your headliner for the... time traveler situation, then, you know, go with that. And knowing the six pack or whatever it's called.
The six wolf pack. Well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, hopefully the Apocalypse movie is really good. Now that they've kind of retconned and fixed everything, they better not fuck it up again.
Yeah.
That's my only fear, and hopefully, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen.
I'm looking up Cable's team. Go ahead.
Okay. Sticking with Deadpool... Marvel, as part of their 75th anniversary, there's a month where they're going to have Deadpool variants. And Deadpool already appears on every variant no matter what for no reason,
right.
Just because Deadpool sells. I mean, he had a Death of Wolverine variant. It's nothing to do with it.
Right.
However, that being said, I looked at all the variants. They are hilarious. I actually thought some of them were really good. They are... parodies of famous covers like The Death of Gwen Stacy, Days of Future Past. The Death of Gwen Stacy variant is pretty hilarious. If you remember the cover, it's a yellow cover with him swinging and you're like behind him.
Yes.
And then it has Gwen Stacy in a panel, Aunt May in a panel. All the other panels is Deadpool talking. And he's like, and it's the same original thing. What do? I can only save one. And Deadpool's like, save the blonde. No, really. What are you doing? Save the blonde.
That's awesome.
So that's really, like, they really did good. There's a great She-Hulk cover. There's a tribute to Steranko on a S.H.I.E.L.D. cover.
Huh.
They redid New Avengers number 1 from the Bendis run a couple years back, a parody of that. The one where Cyclops left the team, that one famous cover with the pink background. It has Deadpool on it saying, go, get out of here, bye-bye.
That's great.
And one of my favorite ones, it's for one of the Avengers books. I think it's Uncanny Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
The Deadpool variant is movie poster to the first Avengers movie.
Okay.
And I never thought of this. And it has him real close, and he's ripping his mask off. He goes, oh, giant alien invasion? I guess that means masks off? because you see on the movie poster, everybody has their mask on.
Right.
And I'm like, that's pretty funny.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So
I
this,
want that.
So even though Deadpool is super oversaturated, this is the Deadpool I like. And I was very pleased with these variant covers.
That's awesome. I like it. I love it.
It's various artists, various styles, and a lot of them are parodies of famous covers.
That's awesome. Just to get quickly back to Cable.
Yes.
His team name was Six Pack.
Six Pack? Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Had GW, Bridge, Hammer, Domino, Anaconda, Solo, Deadpool.
Hmm.
So, I mean, there's an easy link there. And it also introduces the whole Strife situation. Mm-hmm. So there's reasons to do it. What that mutant disease comes from starts there too.
Right, right.
So there's
a lot they can do.
Yeah.
People, there's such a love hate thing with Executioner's Song.
Mm-hmm.
So many people loathe it, and so many people love it. I really think it's split down the middle. So I think seeing Strife in a comic movie is not that impossible.
Right.
Because even if, like me, I'm not like a big fan of it, but I'm not like hating on it.
Right.
I would go see Strife.
It really depends on how badass they make Cable. Because Cable is a loved character, I think, personally.
Yes.
But they have to make him true to what he is.
Introduce him in Deadpool, bring him back for X-Men.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well,
we'll see. Mm-hmm. It is Fox, not Disney. So we'll see what actually fucking happens. And then finally, the last little bit of news here, and then we'll probably wrap it up and then go do a minisode.
Okay.
And this is strictly rumor, okay? So don't get excited.
Okay.
I know you're going to get excited.
I am. You already said we're going to wrap it up, so.
I didn't mean that.
Oh, okay.
But your kids always wrap it up. Don't drink and drive.
The more you
stay
know.
In school. Read a book. Yes, books are a real thing.
Yeah.
And physical book, not a fucking download. A rumor of there being a new Wolverine. Posthumously.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, Cap got fucked up. There's a new Cap.
Thor can't
pick up the hammer. There's a new Thor.
Okay.
Wolverine bites the dust.
Yeah.
Somebody else could pick up the Wolverine moniker.
Oh, the moniker.
Mm-hmm. Well, mantle. Either way.
Okay.
The rumor is the new Wolverine that they might go this route.
No, I can't even deal with this right now. You better not even say it.
Who do you want it to be?
Well, I don't want it to be Jubilee because she's doing her own thing.
It's not Jubilee.
Good, because that's what it should be. So it's like Batman and Robin. Why would it not be Jubilee? Elf, the Nightcrawler.
No.
All right, I'm done.
It actually makes sense. X-23.
Oh, okay, good. That's actually...
It's not as painful as you thought.
Oh, God, that feels so much better.
There's a rumor that she was
right.
have a similar costume.
Sure.
She's already had that yellow, brown-looking costume, so...
Okay, I'm happy with that. Actually, that was my number one guess, but I was like, no, it's too obvious, actually.
I didn't say it was tricky.
All right.
I just said it was a rumor. So, that's it for this episode. We're going to wrap here. Anything you'd like to add before we go?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, make sure you come out to NijiCon. It's October 18th and 19th. We will be there as the comic book store / Capes and Scowls. Come buy some books off of us. Come check us out. If you have any questions, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. Of course, the website, capesandscowlspodcast.com.
Yes.
We're on the Facebook. The Facebook is just an enhancement of this podcast.
Yes.
Only can benefit you. We are back on iTunes. Our iTunes stuff has been straightened. You can... Make sure you check our your subscriptions there. Make sure we're checked off.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is
That's it.
So.
Please listen to the next minisode. It's going to be amazing. I mean, I know what I'm reviewing, and it's effing amazing.
Yeah. Yep. I brought one book, but it blew my mind.
Good. Well, okay. What I have is enough to last an hour or so.
Okay. Oh, and one more thing before... Well, we'll throw in the minisode. All right, people.
Love you.
Later.
This, the 4th of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you.